Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This is the Rich Eisen Show. Show.
Watch what if I go?
He's on his way. Here he goes. Saquon Barkley, 78 yards.
Travis Kelce owning this game. An 11-yard touchdown.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Two-point conversion. Lamar takes a snap. Throws complete. No! Dropped it, Mark Andrews.
Earlier on the show, Fox Sports NFL analyst Mark Schlereth. Coming up, complete divisional round recap, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Get in while the getting's good. There's one phone line open. We love being on the Roku Sports channel when you watch us and stream us live. We love being on Odyssey to listen to stream us live. We love being on SiriusXM to listen to us. Satellite Live, Sirius Channel 375. We love being on the Infinity Sports Network, 120 radio affiliates. My gosh. By the way, I got a whole bunch of liners I got to do after the show.
Do you need me and Chris to split them up with you?
No. I'll do the liners.
I'll take a few if you want.
Yeah, I'll do a few too.
Hey,
we're live. We're live. Hey, we're live. 12 to 3 Eastern Time.
Let's go.
Check us out.
KDKA in Pittsburgh.
Hey, I don't know if that's where we are.
WBLM.
844-204-RICH. That's where TJ grew up. I apologize to an affiliate in Pittsburgh that might be actually competing with the call letters he threw out there.
That's a TV station, Rich. It's not a radio station.
You're like Mariucci calling Max Crosby this weekend onto the demo field where there's a bunch of 50 dude with a scooter and a 15-year-old coming around the end thinking like I'm going to make the NFL in a demo and nearly takes Max Crosby out. Literally, I was swallowing my tongue in the studio at any rate.
So how does
Max thankfully left on his scooter nice and intact?
How does an all-pro almost get his career ending in me saying the name of a TV station?
Because you're not thinking. That's what I'm saying.
I was thinking. I said a TV station, not a radio station.
Did you get that memo?
You're not thinking.
844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. We'll take your calls in a second. Let's talk about the one seeds. Man, I thought the Lions were going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you did.
I thought it on the Tuesday of the regular season after Labor Day. I thought it. And I thought it even when they lost the number of defensive players they put on injured reserve matches the uniform number of their quarterback, Jared Goff, 16. I thought they were going to get through it. That they were going to come off their first ever one seed bye at home, take out whoever was right in front of them, and then host an NFC Championship game for the first time ever in Detroit and make the Super Bowl. And Lions fans would flock to New Orleans. I had that vision. So did the Lions fans.
Yep.
But the Lions were the ones who made the mistakes on Saturday night. And the Commanders did not. The moment right here on the screen you just saw right there, Terry McLaurin running through two defenders and going right up the gut and going right down the sideline. It wiped out the final lead of the night for the Lions, which came on a moment where I thought game on,
yeah,
when Sam LaPorta grabbed one with his left hand, single-handedly brought it in.
That was a great catch, man. No one's talking about it.
Great catch. It was made the Lions leaders at that point at 14-10. Three plays later, Terry McLaurin splits two defenders, and off he goes.
Gone.
See ya. And that's when the game officially got drunk. I think I texted everybody, this game is drunk.
Yeah, I did see that text.
Because Laporta scores that touchdown with one hand. Then McLaurin scores that touchdown right up the gut to go up 17-14. Then that pick six happens where Goff throws the pick six. Yep. Frankie Louvu just lowered the boom on Goff. He goes out of the game into the blue tent for a concussion check. In comes former high school head coach Teddy Bridgewater a month after being signed.
Teddy too, guys.
And they come reaching into the bag of tricks, and out around the end comes Jameson Williams, and he runs it in while Goff is standing on the sidelines and in the blue tent.
They have unlimited trick plays, don't they?
Well, unfortunately, they do because they tried one too many. And an interception later on was one of the final death blows of the game. Because when Williams scored that touchdown, the Lions were down by three again. But Jaden Daniels just gets the ball back, marched down the field. That was the one where he threw it over the middle to Ertz on third and goal. And if it was incomplete, you know they were going for it. Made it 31-21. And the biggest turnover of the night, in my estimation, wasn't that last one in the bag of tricks that kind of ended things. It was the one right before halftime when the Lions knew the Commanders were going to get the ball and they were down 10, and it looked like they were going to get points. But Goff threw it over the middle, and Mikey Sander still jumped in and got the first of his two picks. The second one was on that dipsy-do trick play that I don't know why they were doing. And the Lions made the mistakes. They turned it over five times in the playoff game at home, and that's how you cough up your home field advantage. Certainly when your quarterback gets outplayed by a rookie. And that's what happened. You know, we got to stop saying Jaden Daniels by a rookie. I don't think he's a rookie anymore.
He probably didn't enter the league as a rookie. I mean, the guy played a lot of college football games.
Well, he's definitely not the same guy that we were wondering if he could throw the ball. Remember that week one game where he did a ton of running in that loss to Tampa? Well, yeah. Guess what? Jaden Daniels, one and done's the Lions. I mean, drafted in Detroit second overall, and he returns to Detroit 9 months later and one and done's the Lions after a 15-win regular season. And this is the coach. He was just really busted up after.
It just hurts to lose, man. And I don't care if you're the 7 seed, 6 seed, 5 seed, 1 seed, because I've lost at all of them damn near. And it stings and it hurts. So, you know, it hurts. It's hard, you know, when you lose these games, man. I mean, it's like the players. You know, what they put into it, a lot of people don't know, you know, what they go through. You have to get up, bodies beat to shit, and, you know, mentally stay locked in and do those things. So, long season. It's my fault.
I just love that guy just being all about it and being into it and wearing it on his sleeve, whether it's rallying after a win or putting it on his shoulders. That 12 man, that was the one where they were going for it on fourth down again. I mean, inside the five again, because that's what they do with their quarterback, with Jaden Daniels. In a way, again, as we mentioned the first 2 hours of the show, I've never seen a rookie quarterback have that put on his plate. He willingly accepts it because he's so damn good at it, and the players and coaches keep on expecting it because they should. And it wasn't even an attempt because it was 12 men on the field. You heard Brady screaming, call a timeout. I thought it was, wait a minute, call a timeout so Jaden Daniels can get the right play? Because that doesn't sound right. Yeah. He was screaming, call a timeout because he saw the 12 men on defense
in
the
real
Lions.
Time. I thought Brady had a good game. He identified that interception over the middle, too. He was like, look, you got to lead him more to the left. You can't throw that late over the middle.
Let me tell you, man. When Brady talks about that was one of my favorite type of throws, or when he was talking about you can't flip a switch in the playoffs, that you have to be, you're thinking about it in May. You're thinking, I turned to Susie, I'm like, if there's any analyst that wants to tell me what it's like to perform in the playoffs and what you have to do to perform in the playoffs, I will listen to Tom Brady. You know, it's kind of amazing. I was also waiting for him to criticize Ben Johnson on a couple of those play calls.
Yeah, he sort of did. He sort of did.
Dude, it's just it's as weird as it gets.
Yeah,
we've never seen a minority owner of a team in the booth whose job it is to potentially criticize a guy he's trying to hire to beat the other 31 teams he's calling. It's just, there's nothing like it. But Brady, you tell me, Tom, what it's like to be in this situation, I'm all ears, man.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing like it. But in terms of the Lions, I have to wonder, and I four interceptions from your quarterback, you just can't have it. You can't have five turnovers and win. You just can't have it. Yeah. You just can't. It's that simple.
No.
Right. But when you're seeing Luvu doing his thing on defense, you're seeing Bobby Wagner do his thing on defense, you're seeing all those guys, Marshawn Lattimore, right, buzzing around, doing their thing. I'm sitting here thinking, what if the Lions had all their guys on defense? I understand that other teams are banged up
but that many guys, that's a lot of guys.
I think by the end of the day,
but Goff still would have turned it over. Like that's not the point.
Maybe
Hutchinson and those defensive guys are there, then they're putting the offense in a different. You know what I mean?
Five turnovers
in the first 13 weeks of the season. The Detroit Lions allowed 30 or more points in the first 12 games of their season. First 13 weeks, including the bye. They allowed 30 or more points in none of their games. Zero. Nobody scored more than 30 against them. In four of their last six, including the playoffs, they allowed 30 or more points. And after a while, it's just the attrition that I was concerned about, I think we saw it. And what pushes you over the edge are the turnovers from your quarterback.
Yeah.
And then the other team having a quarterback performing at such an incredibly high level that your mistakes get amplified.
Yeah, you can't overcome.
And that's it. And that's how the Lions get one and done. And I feel for all you Lions fans out there, I am sending my best, man, because damn, was it all set up. And then the football gods started taking all these defenders away, and then the mistakes get made, and you couldn't overcome them. And you ran into the wrong team at the wrong time. Turzo in Iowa, let's take your call. What's up, Turzo?
What's up, guys? Rich, got a couple things for you, my man. First one about just kind of made me throw up in my throat here. But I guess go Notre Dame. I can't stand to see Ohio State win.
I'm with you in the regurgitation swallowing department, sir. We lockstep need to take some medicine.
Is that a Rage Against the Machine album?
Regurgitation
kind of feels that way.
Okay.
Okay.
What's up?
I got a shout out to Jeff in Detroit, man. That was tough to watch. I was on the Lions as well. They had a great season. Just one of those things that just happens, and I think those injuries did come back to get them.
No doubt about it, Turzo. No question about it. I appreciate you chiming in and hanging on for as long as you did.
One more thing for you, Rich, if you mind.
Yeah.
Hey, so whenever we're sitting there watching the Chiefs game, and when the whole entire bar erupts whenever those penalties were called for Patrick Mahomes,
yes,
it's that perception out there that really kind of gets me going, because I don't think the NFL has an agenda here. You know, even though TJ has the script, I don't think that they're just pushing for the Chiefs, but it's for all of those other people that might not be super diehard fans that see this and really start to question it. And that's where I think we run into such an issue with Patrick Mahomes and what kind of goes on
with
those calls.
Turzo, thanks for the call. Listen, let me just hit this again, because we hit it before for those who might have missed it. The NFL needs to review all 15-yard penalties that are called. Period, end of story. They are so game-changing, they either extend a drive like the one in the first quarter on Saturday where the Chiefs were off the field in a 3-3 game. Now they're back on the field because Will Anderson's called for a penalty that I don't think should have been called and should have had a flag picked up. They get another 3 points. They don't lose the lead the rest of the day. Yes, should the Chiefs, should the Texans have protected their quarterback better? 100%. Were the Chiefs the better team on Saturday? 100%. There's no question the Chiefs were the better team on Saturday when you see it. And, you know, anybody that's out there thinks, well, the refs have it out for the, you know, have it in the bag for the Chiefs. Then why did they call offensive offsides on Kadarius Scissorhands last year?
Because he was offsides?
Correct. Right. Well, then they would have overlooked it if they were in the bag for the Chiefs, because that was a hell of a play for Travis Kelce. And then, you know, I mean, the most famous woman on the planet was cheering. Let's get that all the way out there in social media because the NFL's great. Well, they called it because Kadarius Toney was offsides offensively. A weird, wild call. Ask anybody, why was Carl Cheffers being booed when he was back in the stadium in the previous Texans-Chiefs game? Because he's a four-letter word based on the calls that he's made. I believe he was the one who called the offensive offsides. So, listen, and Mahomes doesn't do the league any favors when he slows up on the sideline waiting for the contact. You know, like a three-point shooter who flails his legs out hoping to get the and-one call.
Like the Trae Young, Luka.
Right, like that's what he was doing.
In the lane.
Right, let me slow down, and then I'll shoot just as the contact comes, so I'll get the and-one here.
That's James Harden.
He was pulling a Harden when he was running out of bounds, and he slowed down so the contact would come.
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier in the year, and you guys were like, oh, he doesn't do that. He does it all the time.
I don't recall saying he doesn't do it.
Listen, I know there's Chiefs fatigue out there, but with the ultimate respect, too bad. it's the truth.
Oh, Rich, I'm with you. Dynasties are actually good for sports. It gives everyone one team to unite against.
You're a Patriot fan, so you would know, and which is why I find it so funny that you are regurgitating back all the things that people were complaining about the Patriots for 20 years.
It's funny, I don't remember any of that. So very odd.
Look, I've been carrying it for 30-plus years now, Chris. So, you know,
has to go into Arrowhead like Joe Burrow did.
And beat him.
And Tom Brady did.
Tom Brady. That's correct. Those are the only two human beings who have gone into Arrowhead in a playoff game and beat Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, the Chiefs, and Travis Kelce. Somebody's going to have to do it. Who is going to do it? There's only one team left that can do that in Arrowhead. And that's the Buffalo Bills. And they've done it in the regular season. They just haven't done it in the playoffs because when the playoffs hit, everything that the Chiefs do well gets put on steroids. Figuratively, of course.
Okay, thank you for
every single one of them. Oh, Mahomes is going to give, you're going to get, you know, the refs give him an extra set of downs. He's gonna do something with it, which makes
you're
people
get murdered.
Much more upset. But it's not just that; it's your mistakes. You can't protect your quarterback. Guess what? Steve Spagnuolo is gonna see that, and he's just gonna take that, you know, and take that his thumb and just put it right in your wound and rub salt in it. Because he can, because he's a coach that notices it, and he's got the personnel, thanks to Brett Veach, to actually affect it. And he's got, and Mahomes has one of the all-time greats. One of the absolute 100% first ballot Hall of Fame all-time greats. He's now got 300 career wins, just like Shula and Belichick and Halas. Andy Reid knows exactly what he's doing. And he's got Travis Kelce, who's like, okay, everybody think that, you know, Barstool put out that video of the old man running for, you know, running for yards.
He did look pretty
that's
slow
what
on that play.
Like
I mean,
after the catch, whatever.
2 years ago, he scores on that,
whatever,
right?
Whatever. Then he scores anyway, later on. And he still had 100 receiving yards and a touchdown. Guys, all he needs now for the rest of the playoffs is 226 more yards, which is for him Just two games.
Yeah, probably going to get that,
and
right?
He passes Jerry Rice for most receiving yards in the history of the playoffs. He's already got the most receptions above Jerry. He's two touchdowns behind Jerry, too. Okay, so who wants to stop him? Who wants to do it?
It's the postseason, so apparently teams forget to cover him.
How does it happen?
That one play, the one we caught over the middle, there wasn't a single defender in the screen.
And that's on the Texans. Coming into the weekend, on my top five list of the most important matchups of the weekend, number three was anybody covering Travis Kelce against Travis Kelce. And guess who won that battle? Travis Kelce.
Yeah, I think he's undefeated. Right. In those battles.
Wait a minute. All season, I was told Travis Kelce was washed.
Correct.
It was a wrap.
Guess what happened in the playoffs? Point exactly here. I don't want to hear it. Chiefs fatigue or the refs are in the bag for him. Yada, yada, yada. Whatever. It's all noise. It's noise.
Beat them.
Beat them. Who's going to do it? There's only three teams left that have a chance to do it, and only two of them will be knocking each other off. Mm-hmm. One of them will survive, and at some point, there might be only one team that stands there. Who's got the best chance to do it? That's going to be a conversation to be had over the next 90 hours.
Who's going to do it? You? You, Lieutenant Weinberg? Yeah.
You, Lieutenant Buffalo?
You, Daniels, you, Jalen.
Chris, this is like back in 2015 when Golden State wins their first championship. And you're like,
I want to hear it.
They're going to be a
problem.
Yeah,
we were like, somebody better get them because they're going to be around for a while.
Right now,
with the Chiefs right now.
Right now, it's Curry time. It's Tiger time. It's Jordan time. Mm-hmm. Name it. The person that was at the top for so long, you were like, again, really? We're going to do this again. And then there's a whole host, Brady, a whole host of figurative gravestones of first ballot Hall of Fame names of athletes that were born at the wrong time.
Yeah.
And it's time for somebody to say, not now. I don't know if it's going to happen.
I don't think it is.
Here's a riddle for you. What do yoga mats, a toothbrush, and a Hyundai have in common? I'll give you a moment. Time's up.
Oh, man.
The moment was fast. If you guess they're all fun, well-designed, and super useful, you guessed wrong. The answer is you can order all those things on Amazon. And the best part, you won't even have to break down a car-size Amazon box after because you'll pick up your Hyundai at the dealer. Hyundai, now available on Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Limited availability. Pick up through a participating Hyundai dealer in select markets. 844-204-RICH. Number dial. More of your phone calls. We'll talk Ravens and Rams. Oh, my. Still to come. I got a riddle for you. What do yoga mats, a toothbrush, and a Hyundai have in common? I'll give you a moment. Time's up. If you guess they're all fun, well-designed, and super useful, you guessed wrong. The answer is you can order all those things on Amazon. That's right. You can now buy a Hyundai on Amazon, the same place where you order yoga mats, a toothbrush, and pretty much everything else. All from the comfort of your home. And the best part, you won't even have to break down a car-sized Amazon box after because you'll pick up your Hyundai at the dealer. I mean, picture this. You're in your PJs, snugged in on your couch. You pull up Amazon on your phone and start the process right there. Just locate a nearby dealer, pick your color, your options, check the price, and with a few dotting of some I's and crossing of some T's, voila! Your Hyundai is ready for pickup. It's that easy. Just remember to put some real clothes on before you head over, will you? Hyundai, now available on Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Limited availability only through participating Hyundai dealers in select markets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, everybody. Let's see what our friend Derek in Missouri wants to talk about. What's up, Derek?
Hey, Rick. So you got your Notre Dame jersey and Ohio State hat ready for tonight's big game?
No, I do not, Derek. I do not. I do not have either of those pieces of apparel. No.
I figured you won it. But let's get down to the business here. So yesterday, the Ravens-Bills game, if more than anything, lived up to the hype. It was one of those classic divisional rounds that we anticipated with the two top candidates for MVP and Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen showing the amount of respect they showed immediately after that game yesterday. And Mark Andrews is not the fault for this game yesterday going down the way it did with him jumping that ball. The Ravens just had these turnovers come to their fate, and it happens, Rich. It comes at the heat of the moment, and it just ain't going their way. And, you know, you got to give the Chiefs their respect and give them the flowers. As much as it pains me to say it, being the Broncos fan that I am, you got to respect what they've accomplished in the last few years and what they could potentially do in a few weeks if they make it to New Orleans.
Thanks.
But one more thing, Rich.
Yes, Derek.
When the Bills do beat the Chiefs next week, does Hoskins become your plus one to New Orleans in the Superdome?
Well, I have a plus 15 for New Orleans. I mean, we're all going to be there, but I'm assuming Mike doesn't want to talk about Super Bowl tickets right now, right, Mike?
No, I figured that much.
he's focused on Kansas City, Derek. Thank you for the call.
Playoff beard looks great too. I'm also not really buying this whole like, well, you can't blame this person, you can't blame that person. I mean, he's kind of at fault for them losing.
Who? Andrews?
Yeah, and well, Lamar. I mean, like, come on. He fumbled and he dropped the pass. You're not, obviously, it's not 100%, but it's some of the percent.
Of course. I mean, obviously.
It's like what I said last week. Like, now I got people online saying Lamar threw a bad pass to him. No, he did not. No.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, along with our Roku Sports Channel live stream, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. The Ravens season was incredibly successful, but, you know, they made the mistakes. It's so simple, guys. The four teams that won this weekend have one large thing in common. Zero turnovers. That's it. The only team that lost with zero turnovers were the Texans. They gave up 8 sacks.
Right.
And let Travis Kelce do Travis Kelce things.
And miss 3 kicks.
That didn't help either.
Yeah.
And the special teams, the start of the game.
Right.
You know? So on and so forth, and the Ravens turn it over. The interception that we keep talking about with Lamar turned out to be much ado about nothing. The Bills did nothing with it. As a matter of fact, they scored in the drive before it, and they scored twice in the drives after it, and they didn't score on that one that Taylor Rapp had an easy pick on, and it definitely prevented the Ravens from taking the lead at that point. Because the game started, you know, touchdown, touchdown, which those who bet the over, I'm sure, are very happy with. What did the over or the under hit in that game?
In
Ravens and the Bills.
Oh, good question.
Okay.
It was a high total. No, I was on the Bills.
Got it.
Not the
Well, at total. Any rate, the reason why I bring it up is the Ravens made the mistakes. And in terms of the mistakes that were made in the playoffs, I say it all the time, right? Like, the playoff, as you get deeper into any postseason in any sport, will always accent whatever is your Achilles heel. And in terms of the Ravens, what I guess was their Achilles heel? Their Achilles heel might have been catching the football. Who's going to catch it? Zay Flowers being out? That didn't seem to be an issue. The issue was maybe, you know, offensive line play and the penalties on the offensive line. We didn't see that being much of an issue. I think what it was, again, is Lamar in a big spot being able to come through. He did get them down the field to tie the game. Mm-hmm. But the big turnover from him, was the one where he tried to do too much. Like, and that's what he was talking about coming to the game is I need to be more measured. I can't be overhyped. And when that ball, when the snap got away from him and he picked it up, I literally thought he's going to go down and that's the end of that drive. But he tried to do something with it.
Why wouldn't he, though? Like, I
don't know, man.
Because had he not, then all day today, people would have been trashing him for.
If he went down in that part, like if he went down and you're living for the next snap here, right. I don't think people would have been criticizing him. And I'm not here to criticize him because it is a silly conversation. What do we glean from Sunday's game as to who's more worthy as an MVP quarterback and what Lamar didn't do and what Josh did do? The problem is the Ravens collectively, and Lamar was part of it, made too many mistakes. They turned it over. And Mark Andrews, before he didn't catch that two-point conversion, the fumble in the middle of the field was a killer.
Yes.
An absolute killer. That one was a major problem. And Terrell Bernard was one of the guys that wasn't there in week four. You made a play, you just tip the cap. That's what happens in these playoff games. And can you control it? Does Mark Andrews want to fumble? Does Mark Andrews want to drop? Of course not. It's just sometimes the other team makes the plays and you just do not. I know people out there want more of a hot take. Lamar blew it. Again, he's a big game tanker. He doesn't do well in the big games. Hey, man, he got them down the field to tie the game. And by the way, had Mark Andrews caught the ball, there were 93 seconds left on the clock for Josh Allen to do something with it and get Tyler Bass in line for a game-winning field goal or overtime, which would have been a much more, I think, satisfying finish for a lot of our fans out there.
Maybe.
Lamar had this to say after the game about the dreaded finger of blame and what Mark Andrews, maybe he said to him. Hit it.
We're a team. First half, I had two costly turnovers. Me not holding the safety, me just knowing the coverage, me knowing it was man, through a BS interception. It was 7-7 at the time. I believe they scored after that. Battle back, fumble, snap, trying to make something happen. You know, couldn't throw it was like a RPO play, so I couldn't really throw the ball to likely, you know, the offensive line down the field. So I was trying to make something happen. Tried to squeeze the ball, it slipped out my hand. Von Miller picked it up, got some yards. I think that led to points for them. So it's a team effort out there. You know, he's been busting his behind, making plays happen out there on that field for us. Came up short. And like I've been saying all season, every time we're in situations like this, turnovers play a factor. Penalties play a factor. Tonight, it's a turnover. You can't have. You know, and that's why we lost the game. Because as you can see, we're moving the ball wonderfully. It's hold on to the ball. I'm sorry for my language. Annoying. I'm tired of.
Yeah, I mean, it's frustration all around, man.
I didn't love the play calling either. Getting away from Derrick Henry, he was
on that 2-point conversion.
I thought he should have got the ball, and then you know, just going away from the run in the second half, he was. Really picking up big yardage.
Yeah, he only had 16 carries.
He had most of his yards in the second half.
No, he had most of his yards in the third quarter. Yeah. Collective.
He also dropped it. Derrick Henry dropped a pass, and I think he'd still be running that, the ball kind of an outlet pass to the left.
I know it was a little bit low, too.
He catches that. He's still going. I think he scores, but yeah.
That's what happens in the playoffs. You start picking apart things and John Harbaugh and the Ravens, I'm not concerned about them at all. They're going to be in it every year. And the question is who's going to beat Lamar? Who's going to beat Mahomes right now? You're in the wrong conference. At least they're in the right division. You know? Josh Allen, you know what his playoff career is against any team other than the Chiefs? 7-2. So the problem is Lamar is under .500 as a playoff quarterback, and he's lost to the Chiefs once, and that was last year in the AFC Championship game. So you can't even sit here and say, well, if the game was at home, it might be different. So I don't know what the answer is. It's just as simple as don't make the mistakes. Case in point, the Rams too, man. What were the Rams' issues for much of the year, even when they were winning a lot, was some protection problems of Stafford up front. And on occasion, Kyren Williams would have a very untimely turnover, despite being one of the best in the league at scoring and a dynamo at moving the chains and being physical and getting in the end zone. Right. Yeah. But, you know, he had a first quarter turnover on the Sunday night game against the Eagles. And that blew up the opening drive. Yep. And then after the safety, I thought when the Rams came up with a safety of Jalen Hurts, and Hurts then got hurt, so Hurts is a shadow of himself. Yep. He can't move around back there. They're now 1 point behind the Eagles. They're getting the ball back. They're going to move down the field, and all they got to do is just start making field goals, making touchdowns. If they could score a touchdown, and Kyren Williams fumbled it, and the Eagles picked it up. And remarkably, the Rams kept the Eagles out of the end zone after all that. Even though they were set up on the 1 yard line, there was a motion penalty pre-snap on Lane Johnson, of all people.
On fourth and one, fourth and a foot.
So they forced a field goal, and they forced another field goal after that. Gave up the Saquon score, which is again one of their problems. But the protection issues of Stafford, certainly in the middle, up front, they had a rookie center who on the second to last snap of the game, one of the biggest snaps of the season, just forgot to stop Jalen Carter.
Well, Carter had the amazing punch out on the Williams fumble.
Fumble, right.
And then on the sack on Stafford, I mean, Smitch was kind of telling us, talking about this over the weekend. Interesting play call. Like, it's third and two. Can we run it? Can we throw a quick slant or something to Puka? He didn't really get going on Sunday.
I understand that we're now in the zone of like
Monday morning quarterback.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You know, but the protection problem. I mean, that again, that's the playoffs, man. The football gods, the baseball gods, the basketball gods. They will find the person who may have had an issue at a certain point during the season, regular season, and it happens in the playoffs. And that, man, the fact that the Eagles, with their play calling choices in their drive after the Rams marched down the field and made it a one score game, and we knew Saquon was going to get the ball. As far as I'm concerned, if I'm an Eagle fan, it doesn't matter. Give him the ball because he can go to the house from anywhere, and certainly give you a first down, and they decided to keep it with an injured Hurts. I don't know what the hell that play was. And it gave the Rams another shot, and Stafford almost pulled it off. Yeah. Oh, my God, what that would have meant for folks here in Los Angeles, you have no idea.
Yeah.
Stafford played gutty all season, man.
Like, God. He's been awesome. They went from 1-4 to maybe back to the NFC Championship game, which they would have hosted. They almost knocked out the Eagles. And the question was put to Stafford about his future.
I'll talk about my present. Obviously, I'm proud to be associated with this group, coaching staff, front office, group of players, training staff, equipment guys, everybody, man. It was a hell of an effort all year to get to this point. Anytime you play like this and get into the playoffs and get a win and keep it moving, anytime you come up short, it's even tougher, and so that's difficult. So proud to be associated with this group. As far as my future goes, I mean, it's 30 minutes after the last game, so I'll take some time to think about it. But I feel like I was playing some pretty good ball.
You got football left in you?
Sure feels like it.
By the way, and it looks like it, he's going to turn 37 on the Friday of Super Bowl week. And that's a spring chicken compared to some of the 40-year-olds we've seen playing in this league. And thank goodness he's not coming off of any catastrophic injury. Yeah. And if I'm the Rams, I'm figuring out how he's wants to stick around here. If he wants to keep playing, because if brother, ladies and gentlemen, if this guy winds up on a free agent market, if he winds up, that changes the dynamic. I mean, if you're Pittsburgh, right? You're I don't know who would I don't know. He's like a perfect marriage out here. I think he likes living out here, and he and McVay are clearly on a wavelength.
Yeah, but you're gonna have to pay him.
So that's it. Go ahead.
He deserved. Remember, that was a squabble. I know this that. Offseason, that's why, right up to the beginning
that's why
of the
this
year.
Is a question.
Yeah,
I know.
So.
Yeah, I'd run it back.
Absolutely.
If he wants to.
Look, you got two top-notch receivers. You've got a great running back.
And a coach.
You've got some young bulls on defense.
Oh,
you've got
God.
The coach.
Defense
how about,
is great.
By the
God,
way,
I love Jared Verse. God, the guy's the man. He's so good.
How about him saying.
He almost caught Saquon on that one.
He's going into Philadelphia, and he's like, I hate these people.
Yeah, I mean,
and then he strolls around. He strolls around the perimeter of the stadium pregame to basically say hello to all of them, to say, I'm here. I'm here, and then played the game that he played.
He was out there wrecking it, man.
He's defensive rookie of the year. There's no question about it. I mean, Les Snead found that one.
No question.
With all due respect to the two defenders in Philly.
Yeah, they're great.
If I'm a Rams fan, I'm happy.
How are you not?
You know, you're fine. You guys are fine. You just add some pieces.
And they're gonna. Just like and maybe that offensive line grows together a little bit more and gets better.
I really thought they were winning that game.
Yeah, me too.
That catch Puka made. I was like, oh, yeah.
Crazy. And he hadn't done much all game. I mean, obviously, the conditions were really tough for passing. But
they are so much fun to watch and young and brash and well-coached. And they really are. And, again, what they did in the wild card round for this town, I know the Chargers tried to, obviously, but what the Rams did in winning that game on that Monday night for this town and rocking LAFD across their chests and on their hats means so much. Yep. It is beyond words. They came awful close. The unexpected can happen anytime. You need to think about things like life insurance in advance. Ethos makes it easy as 1, 2, 3. Just choose your coverage, apply in minutes, get covered in real time. No medical exam, just answer a few simple health questions. You're on your way with up to $2 million of term life protection with policies starting as low as $2 a day. Ethos is approving over 2,000 families a day for life insurance, all online and hassle-free. TryEthos.com is where you can get your free quote. That's TryEthos.com. When we come back, phone calls and put it off long enough. We got to talk about this college football playoff game. Rich Ackerman now with an update. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases. And you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge. So you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. This is a message from sponsor Intuit TurboTax. Now, taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you're a first-time filer or didn't file with TurboTax last year. That's right. Just do your own taxes in the TurboTax app by February 18th. Had a few jobs last year? It's free. Have a lot of forms? Yep. Still free. Have a bunch of new invisible crypto coins? Heads up, it's still free. Convinced you saw Bigfoot, even if your friends don't believe you? That has absolutely nothing to do with taxes, but you better believe it's still absolutely free. Just download and do your own taxes in the TurboTax app by February 18th. All tax forms, all 100% free. Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in-app by February 18th. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, Rich in Maryland's been hanging on for damn near the whole show. What's up, Rich?
What's going on, guys? I am so excited that
you are.
We went into the Lions' backyard and wiped them out, and we are one game away from the Super Bowl. And where else would you rather be than playing your division rivals to get to the big game? It's a dream come true.
It really is, dude. They're just playing lights out.
they're playing at a high level. They're getting better every week, and they're just killing it. And you got the kid who just doesn't appear to be. Could you imagine? Where's his rookie wall? Was his rookie wall just, you know, having his ribs hurt before he threw the Hail Mary? The week before he threw the Hail Mary? He wasn't even supposed to.
The game against Philly was his rookie wall because they knocked him around that game.
Well, I guess so, that was in the middle of a three-game losing streak. And that was the middle one of three that they lost. Then they lost the Cowboys the next week. They haven't lost since. Mm-hmm.
It's like I told my friends who are Cowboys fans, they woke up the sleeping giant.
And they didn't win on the last snap. By the way, thanks for the call, Rich. Are you aware that that seven-game win streak, the first one was a 20-something point win, 23-point win over the Tennessee Titans.
Smoked them.
Then every single game after that, they won on the last snap, whether it was defending like they did in New Orleans or they won it on the last snap on their own quarterback's arm or their kicker's foot, all the way until Detroit when that thing was a wrap going into the fourth quarter. Unbelievable for the Commanders.
Rich, maybe you have this in front of you with the research packet. When was the last time division foes played for the right to go to the Super Bowl?
It was the, I mentioned it earlier, it was the Rams and
the 49ers.
And the 49ers.
Okay, got it.
Right. Yep. And let me see here. I have the list. Divisional matchups. It was Rams 49ers, then Seahawks 49ers. That was the...
Oh, the Richard Sherman.
The famous Richard Sherman, Aaron Andrews, right?
Yep.
Then it was Bears Packers, where that was the one Jay Cutler got knocked out and then was strolling around Rodeo Drive the next day. And then Steelers Ravens in 2008.
Okay. That's happened a few times.
By the way,
15 years.
Whoever won this game. In those instances,
Won the Super Bowl.
Won the Super Bowl.
Interesting.
Whoever's won this divisional battle for the conference title game, won the Super Bowl. How about that?
How about that?
The Commanders are the 11th team to make their conference championship game in the season following a last place finish since divisional realignment. Last one to do were the Bengals, who lost in the Super Bowl the same year. And the same year was the 49ers making it to the NFC Championship game to take on the Rams and lost it. The 2017 Eagles won the Super Bowl. The 2017 Jaguars lost in the AFC Championship game to you.
Yep. Stephon Gilmore play.
And then the 2009 Saints went from last to winning the Super Bowl.
Wow.
The Commanders are in this. They can do it, man.
Oh, for sure.
There's history on their side to say they can do it.
I'm with Schlereth. I'm picking them this week.
Interesting. Rip that knob off right there. Ethos is changing the way that you're thinking about life insurance, folks. Certainly if you don't want to deal with medical exams or think it's too complicated. With Ethos, just go online, answer a few simple health questions, and in as little as 10 minutes, you could get up to $2 million in term life coverage with plans starting at around $2 a day. No doctor's visits, no complicated forms, and all online. Don't let the unexpected leave your family without the financial security they need. TryEthos.com. Get a free quote at TryEthos.com. All right, Doug in Maryland wants something from RES Consulting. That's always intriguing to me. What's up, Doug?
Hey, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
How can we be of service, Doug?
Well, I got a question for you. My wife, she works in Philly. I work in the D.C. area, and we're trying to figure out who to root for during this this upcoming game versus the Eagles and the Commanders.
Doug, are you asking us at RES Consulting to wade into a marital situation?
No. We're hopeless in that regard. I'm a Broncos fan, and she's a Raiders fan. We just deal with it.
Where do you live? Do you live in D.C.?
No, we live in between a little hamlet called Perryville, Maryland. You ever been there?
Okay.
No, we have not. So you're asking who to root for?
Interesting.
Yeah, who to root for? I mean, the Eagles or the Commanders? I mean, both of them have, you know, moxie, pluck, but we don't know. We don't know who to root
for. Well, who as a football fan, who has spoken to you the most? Which player has spoken to you the most from this team?
I think I think Saquon.
Well, there's your answer. What about your wife? No offense.
Well, you know, she kind of roots for the work team, the home team for her, you know, the Eagles. So, okay, so maybe you should root for the Eagles.
For the Eagles.
You're welcome, Doug. There you go.
Don't do it, Doug.
Don't do it.
Never.
Oh, could you imagine what Kat's going to do to you if the Eagles win the Super Bowl? Oh,
that's why they can't win.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
I can't believe I've got to root for the Washington football team.
You got to do it.
Guess what? They're called the Commanders now. That's all good.
No, they're not.
And by the way,
no, they're not.
There, but for the grace of God, go I first with tonight's national championship college football game between two teams I do not like. Time for championship predictions in this game presented by Sonic. Christopher, who wins tonight's game? And I want a final score.
Rich, I'm sorry. It's not going to be close. Ohio State, 41-17.
41-17.
Blowout.
Blowout. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
So I'll know by what quarter?
Late second quarter, halftime.
Okay.
Halftime, you can check out the halftime.
TJ Jefferson, what do you got for me? Championship prediction.
Well, I was told that I can't pick a tie.
You're not allowed.
There's no
tie. By the way, Penn Stater, whatever.
What are you talking about? Like I'm taking joy from this game.
Yeah, he doesn't like these teams either.
I know, but
come on, no.
What do you mean, come on? It's all about you all the time, Rich. It's about us. We're here, Mr.
We
Hand.
We are.
Mr. Hand.
That's what you're saying.
And if I'm having
a pizza,
then we should all be enjoying it. And that's why I'm going with the Notre Dame Fighting Irish to win this game 27-23.
Wow. All right. I'll be honest. I have gone on the internet.
Once or twice?
To
see if there's a meteor in the area.
En route? Yeah. Well, apparently we're going to Mars. I don't know if you heard that.
I didn't know that. Yeah. But guess what? I just know it. I just know it. I know it.
Acceptance. That's the last step, I think.
It's okay, though. It's okay.
Like,
I'm fine.
You're
I'm impervious.
Good.
I'm very good.
Yeah, you're good.
I'm very, very good.
Are you good?
Yeah,
you
I'm great.
Seem good.
Excuse me. 2023 was national champions for me just puts a big old bodysuit on me. I'm made of armor. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like Thanos before I start disintegrating. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
We may be just the last team that beat Ohio State this year. My prediction is 31-17, the Ohio State Buckeyes. And I think it's going to be close, and then it's going to be one of those scores at the end.
Yeah. All right.
I think it's going to be different. But, boy, I would love...
For me to be right?
For you to be right. Mm. I would.
Me too.
I absolutely would. That was Championship Predictions presented by Sonic. Enjoy the new Bacon Deluxe Sonic Smasher, packed with crispy bacon, melted cheese, and fresh veggies. It's the perfect meal for game day. Live free, eat Sonic.
The first bottle gets popped when?
Yeah, you didn't see in the commercial break.
Okay.
I'm starting to get drunk now because I am not going to take this game in sober. And I know you want me to start IG Live.
IG Live tonight.
Nah.
Rich, I'm not going to lie. During the break, I put some bourbon in this
tea.
Come on,
people.
So I feel great, right?
You guys are crazy. It's Monday.
I'm going to come in tomorrow with a splitting headache.
Advil, bro.
We'll chat again on Tuesday.
Actor Michael Rosenbaum, he knows some of the most talented people in the business. And now he's getting the inside story.
Let's get inside of Heather Graham.
I can't look at like Boogie Nights and think that you were a nerd.
Johnny Knoxville.
You think you're going to do another Jackass movie? What do your kids want?
Dad's not going to do that. Yeah. You got to be careful how you choose your heroes.
Hear from some of the most fascinating people in pop culture today.
Danny Trejo.
You're a legend. Do you know you're a legend?
You can't be a legend having this much fun.
The Inside of You podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.